Hello and welcome to the next TGO Minicast. My name is Daniel Nielsen. I'm the digital editor of the Great Outdoors magazine. Today we're in the office in Cannon Street, which in London, overlooking St Paul's Cathedral. It's press week. We actually go to press tomorrow. So we're just having a little bit of a behind the scenes look this week. I'm going to take you on a bit of a journey for a feature in the magazine. Features come from two main areas. Either they're pitched to us by authors, and we get several of those a day, I would say, and we pick the ones that we like and gently discard the ones that we don't. The other way is we have editorial brainstorming sessions. We sit around and put our ideas in. Emily will plan out for the next few months exactly what's going to go in the magazine, or we'll have a pretty good idea. Once an idea has been confirmed, we'll go back to an author, commission it, and they'll go away and write it. Hopefully they'll send it back a good month or so before the deadline of the issue that it's going in. The editor, Emily, will then have a look at the feature, make sure it's right. If there's nothing wrong with it, then great. Sometimes there's a few queries, or sometimes there's a few bits and bobs that means it needs to go back to the author, who will then have a look at it. Once it's been looked at by Emily, we'll either send it to layout, or we'll probably pass it by a sub or proofreader. This is the stage where it gets looked at in more detail, pick out the grammar, pick out the spelling of names of mountains, that kind of thing, the sort of stuff that comes up quite a lot in the Great Outdoors. It'll then go to layout stage, which will go to Jeff, who we spoke to a couple of days ago. He'll get the copy in and all the photos and lay it out, make it look lovely. Once it's laid out, it'll go through another proofing stage, so we'll have a look at it actually on the page, what it looks like, make sure all the captions are in and correct and that kind of thing. Then we PDF the page, so we make a PDF of the document, which is designed in InDesign, and then we'll send it to the printers. Simple as that, really. And then a week later, several big boxes turn up in the lift, and there's the Great Outdoors magazine. The magazine is obviously printed and then goes to a big depot and then gets distributed by our distribution company to all the news agents around the country, and then also to the people who deal with our subscriptions, so they'll post it out. Subscribers get it a bit early, and then it'll be on the shelf, ready for you to buy, hopefully. Okay, we'll have a bit more chat tomorrow. Cheers.